Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
Through to the other side. I love when I hear that song because I know who my guest is when I hear that song. Hey, everyone, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am the hostess with the mostest. I'm Bonnie Albers. You know, Barry, I think this is getting to my head, LOL. But anyway, I just want to tell everyone that today, we have worked up to today because, you know, this is the day that we all think of as the Love Shack. This is the Love Day. This is Valentine's Day. And I know that we and everyone, whether you love yourself, you love your spouse, you love your boyfriend, girlfriend, you love your pets, you love your job, you love your plants, this is the day that we all think about love. And I am so excited that I get to have this fabulous guest straight from the UK. Before I announce him, I just want to tell him real quick, I love you, Barry John. And that is because it is Valentine's Day. I am going to introduce Barry much better than that. So please listen. He is a spirit medium. He's a psychic spirit medium right from the UK. He's internationally known. He's won awards for, I think it's the best, if I heard right, it's the best spirit medium in the UK. And I can attest to that. And so can all his friends. So he is amazing. He brings clarity and wonderful messages. He brings amazing spirit right to you. And I'm so glad that Barry graces us to be on the show. So today I'd like you to welcome Barry John to the house. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I don't know. I think I'm getting a little too heady. I think I was talking to you at the beginning of the show, and that I don't even know why that came to mind, but I'm much more humble than that. So for everybody, that was an inside combo. But Barry, today is an unbelievable love day. I know you've been busy and, you know, after the show, you'll be busy. So I want to extend a happy Valentine's Day to you and everyone out there listening. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you.
Oh, that's really nice, that, isn't it? And it is a special day for everybody. I think that's lovely. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Why, thank you. Today, we're going to talk about love. I knew you knew this was coming. And what I want to chat about, and I feel people want to know more about, is soulmates versus twin flames, whether you like the language of love there, and what the word love, Barry, means to you. So I know that was three questions in one, and you can start anywhere, but what does the word love mean to you? And because you speak to spirit so much, what does love mean in spirit also?
I think that's a really good question, isn't it? Because, I mean, for me individually, love isn't just a feeling, it's about caring for people who are close to you and you know, friends and family. You know, you can open that up so much more than just a partner being in your life. I think in terms of the spirit world, I think for me it's that uncompassionate love that comes from the spirit world. You know, it's never ending. It's like oblivion, isn't it? You know, it's just there and there for eternity. You know, they never ever stop caring about us. And I think the message to get through to everybody is, you know, the spirit world will always try and prove to you and give you something or give you advice that they do love you and they care and they want to care. You know, and let's be honest, you know, Valentine's Day, as much as it's a time of love and caring for people, it's also a time of probably a little bit of loneliness for people as well. You know, people who probably haven't got a partner anymore or maybe never had a partner, you know, have been single for all their lives. But, you know, yes, that doesn't mean to say that, you know, you can't wish them, you know, happy Valentine's Day. You know, I mean, I'm sat here in my office at the moment and I've got my two little doggies, one each side of me on my chair. And, you know, and it's lovely because that for me is unconditional love, because they love me no matter what happens in my life. You know, they're always there in my life. And I have to put them in front of a lot of other things in my life as well. You know, even in front of my clients, my holidays, my days out. You know, I've got two little wonderful, I don't want to say animals, two wonderful little pets that are part of my life. You know, they're my children. And I love them endlessly.
Well, I think that's what I really believe speaking. And that's why I love doing a love show on Valentine's Day, because I don't feel that love is just about a partner. Love is about everything. It can be, I know people who are married to their job. I know people who, like you and a lot of us, our pets or our non-humans, of course, they pick us. They are the epitome of unconditional love. And to love them and show love to them is love. We also can love chocolate. We can love inanimate objects. We can love. So that's why I love to do Valentine's Day, because I do see people not being with a partner. And I have that in my family. So And you don't, you say, okay, well, you're not with somebody, so you can't really celebrate Valentine's Day. Oh, yes, you can. So yeah. I do love doing this show on Valentine's Day, because I want everybody to know that there are plenty of things in your life besides a partner, and a partner is wonderful, to love. Like you said, Barry, animals or pets, which are not, I always call them non-humans, because I think that they have more compassion sometimes and love than people, that they are a wonderful, you know, way to love. But, you know, what I got to ask you about the spirit world, Barry, because this is something I've been wondering about. Now, I do speak to the spirit world too. But I just would love to know from you what you think. Do you carry the same personality? Like if you didn't like your father-in-law, and you know, you don't have to use me as an example. Does that person that you haven't, you know, really dealt with in life or loved, you know, with vigor, does that pass on to the spirit world, or now they love you to death, as they would say?
I suppose it's a good question, isn't it? Because, excuse me, if you've got somebody down here that you don't get on in with life, you know, they're going to be the same person in the spirit world. You know, just because everybody goes to the spirit world, we automatically presume that they all suddenly love everybody and that, pardon me, and that everything suddenly, you know, all made better. And I don't believe it is. You know, I think it goes back to what I've said before. You know, if somebody's very miserable down here and doesn't want to enjoy life and doesn't like getting on with the family, that's the sort of character that they are and they will always be. It doesn't just matter. It doesn't just happen that they automatically turn around into something more positive. and I think it's really interesting when we talk, I've got a little bit of a cough, so I apologise. but it's interesting because I think we all talk about the spirit world having this endless love, don't we? They care for everybody. But then yes. I've done readings for people where I've brought family members through, whoever it is, mothers, fathers, grandparents. And actually, you don't feel that bond there with people. And when you talk to them afterwards, when I talk to my clients afterwards, they'll say, oh, yeah, they never cared about us as a family, or they were never bothered about us as a family. So you've got to accept that it's no different in the spirit world as what it is down here at times. And let's be honest, you know, we can't love everybody, Bonnie, because we wouldn't have time. You know,
it's well, maybe we can't have sex with everybody, right. But we might be able to love everybody. Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it is though, isn't it? You know, and pardon me, you know, there is people out there that have probably hurt individuals. You know, I've got people who've hurt me in the past, but it doesn't stop me caring for them and loving them in a different way. It's just that my feelings change in a different way. I become very more protected and more almost keeping people at arm's length a little bit, you know. But, you know, let's remember things like spiritual laws, for instance. You know, the main spiritual law, what I always talk about, is personal responsibility, is looking after number one. But then, you know, then what I want to talk about is, you know, love your neighbour. You know, do you love your, and that doesn't mean your next door neighbour in circumstances. What that means is, do you treat everybody equally? You know, do you support everybody equally? And that's what I like to do with people. You know, I like to treat people exactly the same, because I think it's so important that we are able to acknowledge people in same ways, you know. And I look at it that I would never do to somebody what I wouldn't expect done to myself, for instance, you know. And that brings you into the laws of karma, doesn't it, then, for instance?
Yes.
So I think we have to be very mindful of things like that, definitely.
Well, you know, I love the laws of karma. That's another show we need to do, Barry, because spiritual laws and the laws of karma, I think people forget them. But today, because we're so into this, you know, day of love, and, you know, I float on this day. I don't know why. If I say the word love about 50 more times, please just say, Bonnie, that's it. But, you know, what do you feel about the word soulmate and the versus twin flame? And you know what, Barry, that's so hard for people to understand. Like, I talked about it on the show, so I'm going to let you have the stage before I actually, you know, tell you what I think. But what is your feeling on twin flames, on soulmates, on why we're here to love?
You know, that is really fascinating, because the main one I love talking about is soulmates. And I think it's so important, because I think sometimes your soulmate might just be your best friend in life. And that doesn't mean a partner. That means it's your best friend in life. You enjoy doing things together. You enjoy going places together. You enjoy having dinner together. But there's no relationship there. And then I hear stories when I talk to people who have lost their partner and maybe got remarried, that their original partner was probably their soulmate. That was the one they were always destined to be with. But then through life, you know, their paths have changed and they've maybe lost that partner, or they've separated and met somebody new. But people always say, you know, their first partner was their soulmate. And you think, okay, that's very interesting, because what it certainly shows you is that people build up this bond, isn't it? It's not just about love. It's not just about caring for each other. It's actually having this energy between you both, that you know what you're thinking, you know what each other's doing, you know what each other wants. And I think that's so important for me. You know, it's, I think people sometimes get way too carried away at times about, oh, I've got to meet my soulmate, and that's the one that I'm going to marry, and that's the one that I'm destined to be with. And, you know, as I say, remember that sometimes the soulmate could just be your very best friend in life. You know, it's the person that you like sharing things with. And that doesn't mean to say that you have a relationship with them. It could just be a good friend. So I think that's really interesting, Bonnie.
I agree with you, and I know I'm interrupting you. I have a friend. The reason is I have one of my girlfriends that I've had for, I think we've known each other 37 years. She swears I'm her soulmate, not her husband, and it's so uncomfortable for me because I'm like, oh, gosh, what a responsibility now I have. But, you know, you're right. Absolutely. I believe that we put too much emphasis on a soulmate being your other partner. You could have, you know, one of the people who have been on my show yesterday said they walked into a home and they had an instant reaction to the dog. And they swore that that dog was their soulmate. They don't even, it wasn't even their dog, but it's somebody they went in to read for. And I remember her saying yesterday that she feels that that dog's going to come to her. Either that owner is going to give her up or him up. But the dog, she said, I could feel it was one of my soulmates. And I don't know why it's never happened before. And this girl has dogs of her own. So, you know, isn't that crazy? So what do you think the definition of a soulmate is then, Barry?
I think the definition of a soulmate is having somebody that you can confide in, somebody that you can trust in, somebody that can give you unconditional love, exactly like what you've said about somebody saying that their pet's their soulmate. You know, I would certainly say, you know, that my first pet, you know, it was a rescued cat, and it was with me for 17 years. You know,
wow.
And we had an amazing bond between us. You know, we knew what each other was thinking. He knew if I was upset that he'd just suddenly come and sit next to me in the chair or on my knee, and, you know, things like that. And I think the definition of a soulmate, jumping back, is somebody that you can really trust and confide in. That'd be, you know, your best friend. And it's funny because Kirsty's listening to the show and she just sent me a message saying, am I your soulmate?
I knew that. Tell Kirsty, I knew that's what she was thinking. I could feel her and I knew that was her question. Actually, I think she knows the answer to that. So yeah, I felt her asking that question. Say, don't worry, Kirsty, I'm your soulmate. I'm your coffee mate. So I could be your coffee mate.
You can be coffee mate. But the thing is, I think your soulmate can change in life as well, Bonnie, to be honest, because, you know, I remember going through stages of life, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, decades of life almost. You know, I met very good friends and they were there for that moment in time. And I thought they were good soulmates. You know, I thought that they were very special friends. But then your path changed. You know, you take a different route.
Absolutely.
You take a different direction. And I think your soulmate does change a little bit, like your guides change. You know, people's guides come and go as and when they please, really, don't they?
Absolutely. I you know what? I'm glad you segued into that. Because if you ask me what I think about is soulmates, I feel we come in with many soulmates. So I feel, you know, you've got that karmic responsibility and you also have, you know, the international law, spiritual laws. And I feel that there'll be people that come into your life, friends, pets, people, partners, but they're not meant to just be here for the end. They're meant to finish off a lesson, show you a lesson, be supportive of what you're learning at the time. And it doesn't always mean that they're the ones that are going to take you to the end of time. And that's what I feel and why I know we walk in with many different types of soulmates. So I agree with you, Barry, totally. There are friends that just dropped off the face of the earth. you know, after a certain amount of time. And I think, well, what happened? Well, nothing happened. It was a season. You know, there's a song or a poem about that. It was friends are for a season, a day, a week, a month, a season. And really, you have to think about, why do soulmates walk in and then walk out? And it's, I really believe it's been written in your karmic or your Akashic journey here. And you hope that one of those soulmates will bring you what you want at the time, and that you continue life like that. What is your definition then, Barry, of a twin flame? Or do you have one?
I've got to say, I don't really have one, to be honest. And I think it's different. Again, it's different interpretations, isn't it? You know, we all meet people that we click with so, so well in life. I mean, let's be honest, me and Kirsty, you know, we are, you know, the bestest of friends in life. You know, we really are. And we trust each other. We share things with each other. We tell each other personal stories and private things. You know, and I think that's so important, you know. And I've got to be honest, you know, sometimes I value my friendships more than my relationship to a point, because I think unless it's the one.
Well, they're much easier.
Well, I think unless it's the person that you're totally destined to be with, you know, it's who knows? Who knows where it goes?
I agree.
I don't know.
Well, you know,
I think it's a massive interpretation.
Yeah, I do too. I'll tell you, a friend of mine, she doesn't even like the term twin flame, because she feels that we come whole, not in parts. And so what she feels is with the twin flame is it's saying that you're not whole, that the other person's coming as the other part of you. So I always feel that twin flames are, you know how they say full moons on steroids? So to me, I wouldn't even use the definition twin flame. I would use soulmates on steroids, because they're the ones that can finish your sentences. Yeah. They're the ones that I feel we're whole. I don't believe we're half. I do believe we are the yin and yang of each other. And I don't believe that we're looking for the other half, because I don't believe we were made like that. But that's my belief. And I do believe that soulmates or twin flames. Twin flame is that soulmate that was meant for you to look at yourself and understand all sides of yourself. So that's how I describe a twin flame. But it doesn't mean that that's what it is.
Way.
But
yeah. That's a really good way, isn't it? That's a really good way.
Yeah. Because I think we get too hung up on terminology. And what we're all looking for is love in whatever form, in whatever form. And I've seen many different forms of love that there is, that on, you know, while you're having a human experience, that you can be happy. And that's what I consider, you know, love. And if you have to meet that soulmate, you might meet five, you might meet 10, or you might walk down that beach with the soulmate that you met when you were 12. Can tell you, that I feel that that's all about soulmates. And that's why I'm glad you said what you said. I have, you know, unless you want to, well, what I want to ask you before I pick up 407, I've got to ask you, Barry, so what do you love for Valentine's Day? And what's your favorite passion on Valentine's Day? Candy, chocolate covered strawberries. What do you desire on Valentine's Day?
You know, that is lovely. I mean, I love waking up to the messages from people, you know, wishing you happy Valentine's and, you know, sending you little kisses and love hearts and things. And I think that's so nice, because to me, that shows that people are caring about me. I've got to say, for me this afternoon, you know, I had a break in between readings, in between clients, and automatically I jumped on the sofa with the two dogs with a nice large latte coffee and some chocolate covered nugget. And it was lovely. And that for me was like my destiny for the day. You know, that was my desire, you know, and sitting there cuddling my dogs exactly as I am now, you know, I think it's so lovely that, you know, they're always there. And I think that for me is my Valentine's Day. That's what suits me.
I love that, Barry. And I know that you are happy that you are an amazing soul and that you are going to be speaking to many people here and that will make their Valentine's Day. So everyone, you know, this is a talk show and Barry and I are going to ask you a question. What do you love on Valentine's Day? I am going to pick up the next caller, and if I'm right, he doesn't call the show, I think, ever or maybe once. So I am very happy that this caller, if I'm right, you know, I'm only psychic, but if I'm right, that this caller is coming through. 407, you are on with the expert, the wonderful, fabulous Barry John. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I am Barry. So right.
You are right,
Barry.
Bonnie. You are right.
Yeah. Hi, Barry, this is Barry, a very is special. Can you hear him?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Okay, well, let me just ask you, Bob. First of all, he's a very special, special soul to me. And he's been in my life for a long time. His wife is one of my besties. And he is himself an amazing soul. Bob, what do you love on Valentine's Day?
Oh, you know, there's so many things that I could say I love. But I really do believe it is friends, dear friends and family. You know, it's all about, since I've become older and I had a birthday recently, it's looking forward to the times you spend with people that you really do love. And it's become more and more important to me.
I love that. Now I'm going to hand you over to the fabulous, absolutely loving Barry John. Barry, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How can I help you? What are you looking for? You brought Dad with you, Bob. You know, is that correct? Have you lost Dad to the spirit world?
Yes. I mean, my wife. Yes. My wife is very spiritual, and her sister, actually, her whole family, and I've been involved in. In interested in this for many years. Actually, I'm an amateur astrologer, and my question is that I've done my soul
Wait,
return.
Bob,
my
he's telling you your father's there with him. I don't think you heard him.
I did not hear him.
Yeah. So go ahead, Barry. Bob, he's talking to you. Then afterwards, you can talk. But Barry's talking to
you
right
Barry.
Now.
Barry. I will be quiet.
That's all right. Bob, honestly, don't worry. It's not a problem. No, I as soon as you came on the phone line, I wanted to say Dad was waiting for you. Has your dad gone over to the spirit world?
Yes, about 13 years ago.
Yeah. Who's Richard? He shouts Richard to me, or the name of Richard.
I don't know Richard. I'm named after him. I'm named after him. So his name was Bob also.
Right. Okay. He shows me the name of Richard. Okay. As he talks to me, and I want to talk of what have you been known as Robert as well?
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Who's Robert?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, he keeps giving me these two names, Richard and Robert. I want to give to you. Okay. That must connect somewhere in the family. And you understand that when Dad was here, sorry, Bob, he's really quite strong. I've got to be honest. He's very determined to get through to you with a message for some reason. Now,
okay,
he's just said to me, he says, you've been asking me questions recently. You've been asking him questions, okay? And do you understand, you've mentioned that you're into astrology, but would you understand that you go outside and talk to Dad at night?
I do, yes. I do.
Yeah, because he's saying to me, keep looking up at the stars and talk to me. Keep looking up at the stars and talk to me, okay? Where's the naval link connected to your father? Where's the naval link? I've got ships. I'm seeing naval ships.
Well, he was in the military. He was a Marine, a U.S. Marine during World War II, and he was very involved in that.
Right. Okay, so he's very adamant about that. He wants me to mention the ships, the ships, the ships, the ships. He was away from home a long time, he says, but it was a pleasure when he came back. Bob, are you one of three children? Do you understand that? Or do you understand where there's three children that are close?
Yes, I'm one of four children, actually.
Right. Is there three of you that are very close, or is there three of you that live very close together?
Well, there are three of us that are pretty, that are close, and then one is not as close. All of us were born around the first of the year in February and March, except for the one
right.
who was born in July.
Right. Okay. That's what he's showing me. Three that are close together. Three that are close together, and he keeps showing me the three together. Okay. Stand together,
okay.
Stand tough, stand together, he keeps saying to me. Bob, are you looking to move house, or do you understand where somebody's looking to move house at the moment around you?
Possibly my sister-in-law, but not us, not
okay.
me.
That's all right, as long as it's around the family. As long as it's around the family. It's about it's something
yes.
about the end of April, he says to me. Something very specific about the end of April. and I think that's when they'll either find the home or that's when they will see the home they want. But it's by the end of April, things are being, they're falling into plan, I want to say to you. Okay?
Okay.
Falling into
okay.
plan. Do you understand, was your dad, I have to think how to say this, because I know I want to say it in the UK, but I don't know if it works in America. was your dad part of a gentleman's group, or like a gentleman's club?
Well...
Does that make sense?
He was a part of a club. Yes, his my mother and he. It was like a dinner club or they did
right.
dancing. Yes,
that suits me. That's fine. I mean, because I often over here, you see, I would say that they were part of like the Freemasons or part of what we used to have. We used to have a very old club called the Buffaloes and things like that, and it was basically a gentleman's well-to-do club, if you see what I mean. That's what I feel with your dad, that he talks to me about being a member of a club, okay, or a society,
okay.
Let me say that. He was very, very proud, Bob, and he was proud of his family. You understand this? Do you also
yes.
understand for me where your dad left a ring behind, but it wasn't just a ring. There must have been some sort of either symbol on it, or it was... It
this
must have
Regina.
Been something that was either military or connected. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know about a ring specifically, but it does make sense because he did have memorabilia from his military experience.
Right, okay. As long as you understand what he's trying to say then, that makes sense to me, okay. But I just want to keep
okay.
saying I'm so proud. What does February mean in the family, Bob? Is there a birthday this month? And I want to say there's a birthday just gone in this month.
Yes, it was February 4th, my birthday.
That's fine. He talks to me about the birthday that's just gone, as he says, okay. what was wrong with Dad's heart, Bob?
He had a quadruple heart bypass, but he really died of brain
right.
cancer from melanoma
right.
cancer for a long time.
Right, okay. He talks about his heart. Okay. So he's obviously talking about the quadruple bypass there, what you've just mentioned then, okay.
Yeah.
But he talks
yes,
about
yes.
his heart, okay. He mentions to me, okay, all right. Oh, okay. Do you understand? I know that there's four children, but do you understand there was four people with him around the bed when he passed? Or there was four people
there,
that had been to see him before he passed?
We were all there, yes. Well,
right, fine.
He passed away.
Right, fine. Because he talked to me, he knew there were four people waiting, okay? They were
yes.
with him at the time, I want to say, okay? A very proud man, though. I just want to say I'm so proud of you, son. And it's almost as though you need that acknowledgement from Dad. Do you understand if I give you, I don't know whether I want to give you Harry or Henry as a name as well?
Huh. No, I don't know that name. Harry
or Henry. It must be on Dad's side because it comes through from Dad's link, okay?
Okay.
Coming through from Dad's link. And I'm sorry, Bob, I had to give you that because he was so adamant he needed to talk to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I needed to talk
okay.
to you. I needed to let you know that everything was all right. Is that what you wanted to ask me by any chance, or did you just want to ask me something totally different?
Well, no, yes, that is a part of it. My mother has said that he comes to her. My mother is 88 now, but still
yeah.
Going strong, but he comes at times to see me, and I actually had a conversation with him through my sister-in-law a week or so ago, and he was concerned about my mother, and he said that he was trying to reach out to her, and then she texted me last week saying that she had a red bird actually trying to get into her study, or actually it was on one side of the house, and she moved to the study, and the same bird came out, and so I wondered if that was him.
Interesting. Do you know what? You know, before you said that, I wanted to say that Mum's seen him. He's been to visit Mum. That's one of the things that I wanted to say to you. And then you said that Mum said that he's been visiting. Okay, he's been in visitation. But I'm going to say he's been to see Mum.
Yes, she told me right after he passed that the shower turned on and that she felt him in the bed and that he whispered, "It's not what you think. It's much different than you think."
That makes sense to me, Bob. That really does make sense, because I know that he's been close to Mum there, okay? Do you understand, has Mum changed her medicine recently? Or has she got a doctor's appointment coming up soon, and it's got to be within the next week or so?
I don't know it, but I will check. I know that she has a small amount of depression, and it's mostly because she's by herself now.
Right, okay. He talks to me as though either Mum's just changed the medication or there's a change in medication coming, but it's got to be within a week if it is, okay? It's something very now, let me say that with her, okay? All right? Okay. Has that helped you?
Yes, it does. He's very strong. He does things that moves clothes and when we're at the house and so on. It's very interesting. I can feel his presence.
Yeah, he was as soon as you come through on the phone line, Bob, I knew Dad was waiting. It was like, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm waiting. I need to talk. Who's Charles? Charles, who's Charles?
I don't know, Charles. I don't know.
Okay. Make a note of it. You need to look for Charles. All right, and remember the house move at the end of April around somebody. If it's not around you, you said sister-in-law. House move the end of April. Something happens around the end of April. Very positive.
Okay.
I wonder if it's right. Can I just? Okay, I'm going to move to the next person. But Bob, I've got to ask you, because you know I'm hearing this. Are you sure this isn't Regina's mom? You know, moving and all those names. Are you sure they're not Regina's? Father's brothers, Richard, Harry.
No, they aren't.
No.
Okay. I'll ask though. I wrote those down. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
His dad is very strong, Barry. I mean, very strong.
And
you brought him through perfect. I just, you know me and names. I love names. And I know that he'll write them down because he's like that, and he'll find those names. He'll ask his mom, and that's, you know, I keep hearing that if he asks his mom, he'll know who those names are. But I am going to move to the next caller. I so wanted to take one of those names from you, but, you know, I always think you're bringing through my family. Okay. 916, you are on with the very famous, very fabulous Barry John. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Thank you, Bonnie. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. So tell me, what do you love on Valentine's Day?
I'm thankful that I know the definition of love, because two marriages have not worked out. But I know that I have been loved, and hopefully I'm continued to be loved forever, directly because of my beloved mother and father and brother, and hopefully sister too.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. So, Barry, here we go with Wendy. And, Wendy, this is Barry. And we just want you to know we love you, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you. Hi.
How are you?
Barry, I'm very concerned about employment. I've manifested some very nice opportunities, but I need one or more to come to fruition and get a solid job offer and a start date.
Okay.
And hopefully keep the job for at least 4 years.
Let Barry tell you what he's picking up, please, and then you can talk at the end.
Yes.
Let's go with this, Wendy, because first of all, as soon as I link in, have you got 3 job offers on the table at the moment? Or do you understand, are there 3 jobs that I'm interested in?
Yes, you could say that, definitely.
Because I've definitely got 3. I've got the option of 3 in front of me, okay? I've got to also say that as I'm working with you, there is a lot of emotion around you from your mother in the spirit world, okay? Very sort of, I don't want to say worried, but very overly caring about you at the moment, because you've needed this at the moment. You've needed that support from her, okay? But she mentions the number 3 to me. Number 3 would talk to me of the 3 jobs or the 3 offers that are in front of you at the moment. I'm aware that as I'm working with your mother, do you understand, did mum suffer either with stomach problems, or do you understand a lot of acid reflux with mum?
What was that last sentence, please?
A lot of acid coming from the stomach with mum, as I'm working.
She did have some stomach problems, yes.
Yes, right, okay. This is fine. This is mum then, darling, okay? I want to say to you, number 3 is significant. So third job, 3rd week. So I want to say 3 weeks from now, and 3 weeks from now would take me to what? Probably the beginning of March sort of time, something like that. And the beginning of March is significant for an offer coming to you, okay? But I don't think you'll get one. I think you'll get 2 offers at the beginning of March, okay?
Wow.
But I think one of these, Wendy, is either a distance away or it involves traveling a distance to get to it, if that makes sense, okay? So you've got to choose wisely here. Choose wisely, okay? But I see by the end of March, I'm signing an employment contract of some kind, all right? So don't worry about it. It's on the way. Mum says that she's heard you ask for this, okay? She's heard you ask for it. She's sending it to you. You need it. You need it. You need it. And she's so close to you, it's almost overly emotional with her, okay?
Thank you.
She
Can
adores
I tell
you.
Something
you understand that?
No, that's really... Wendy, I would love you to, but I've got to get to, today's a shortened show, so we've got to get to a lot of people. So, go ahead, talk about your mom, but then I do have to let someone else ask a question.
Okay. I hope my mother and father and David know how dearly I love them forever, and I hope I've been a good daughter and sister. I tested for Pacific Gas and Electric, and I passed both tests. And they are a little bit of a distance away, but I can get there through public transportation. And also, Franklin Templeton would be a good job. And HealthNet has made me an offer.
Okay. Well, I am excited, Wendy, for you. Yes. And that is so wonderful to hear from Spirit. I mean, just think, Barry, on Valentine's Day, you are hearing from your loved ones that have crossed over. I love that. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take everybody's parent. Okay. 111. You are on with the famous, the fabulous Barry John. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
We are fabulous. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, you're talking to Sue.
Hi, Sue. So what do you love on Valentine's Day?
What do I love? To tell you the truth, I forgot it was Valentine's Day earlier.
I have a perfect thing for you to love, Sue. Okay, I'm a busybody and I talk too much, but how about if you love my show?
actually, I think the pet thing is a good thing. Love my pet.
Okay. I just wanted to give you something to love in case you couldn't think of one fast enough. Well, go ahead.
My pet's a bit more tactile. Barry, can I just ask if you've got? I'm quite open, really, in whatever you want to talk about or pick up. But any kind of positive psychic insight is good for me. I'm not fussy.
Right. Okay. But let's go with it. Okay. So as soon as you said Sue, somebody was calling you Baby Sue. Okay. So this must be either a mother or a father figure coming through here very quickly. Okay. And I know, as Bonnie said, we're trying to get through as many as we can today. So I apologize if I'm speeding up a little bit. But you understand for me,
Barry, you don't have to rush.
You don't have to rush. Your life's been a matter of choices, okay? Really big choices, okay? And I want to say to you that you've got a big choice coming up before the end of March, or a big decision to make before the end of March. Sue, do you understand somebody that went to the spirit world either due to an accident, or due to being in intensive care or something? Does that make sense?
No, I don't know that many people that have passed and no accidents.
Right, okay. There's somebody trying to come through here, so who either was in intensive care or that was being severely cared for, you know, very seriously cared for, I'm feeling all the time, okay? And I don't know whether you understand that. It's a lady, it's a female energy coming in. But very, very, she points out to me she was cared for. I was cared for. And it's almost as though she was either in a hospital condition or she needed a lot of support, okay? Because I think there's a couple of different links coming in here as she's working. But I just want to say to you, by the end of March, there's a big decision to be made around you, or a big choice to be made around you. Do you understand for me? I want to go somewhere like 5 to 7 years ago. Did you have a big move in your life? And I'm talking, did you move homes, but quite a distance?
Yes.
Right, okay, because Mum, this is what she's showing me. I've got to ask you that now. Has Mum gone to the spirit world, Sue? Your Mum?
Yes.
Right, okay, it's Mum. This is Mum that's telling me this. Big move, 5 to 7 years ago, she says, this is something big that's coming by the end of March, darling, for you, okay? I want to give you the number 17 must be significant as well. And I feel as though if you don't understand that, I want you to keep hold of 17. And I also want to give you the 19th of September that must be significant as well. Okay. And that would either be a birthday or an anniversary around that time as I talk about this. Okay. But I just feel for you. You understand that, don't you? Your life has been big decisions all the time. It feels as though, almost as though I get things running right, and then I have to make a big decision that changes everything. Do you understand that?
It could be. What is the big decision this month about?
Can't tell you. I don't know. All that Mum says is you've got a big decision coming up the end of March. Not this month, March. Okay? Big decision coming up the end of March. I think...
Is it a good thing?
My gut feeling. Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a good thing. I think this involves a move on the cards. I've got to be honest. All right, if it's not a move, it's somebody working away or a connection to being away from home, something like that that I keep seeing all the time, okay?
So it's a good opportunity. It's a good thing, you mean?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's a good opportunity. Who's Brian? Where does Brian connect?
Ryan.
Brian or Ryan, I'll go with either because that's what I'm hearing. Brian.
I mean, I've known a Brian and I've known a Ryan, but no one's close or anybody that I really know named Brian. No.
That's fine. You know the name. That's all I need to know because that's where the link's coming from. It's like a proof. It's like proof of information. Okay. Birthday beginning of December. Do you understand? The first week of December must hold a birthday, please.
Not December. No, I don't know the first week of December.
I'm going to go with it. I've got to give you the 5th to the 7th of December. I want you to look for it. If it's not a birthday, it's an anniversary of some kind, but it's the beginning of December. It's that first week, 5th, 7th, I keep wanting to say to you, okay? Watch for it coming. Make the big decision at the end of March, because that holds good financial rewards for you, I need to say. All right, darling?
Oh, you okay, so you said, what was your gut feeling about? You said it was a gut feeling.
I think it involves, I think it either involves a move or it involves a lot of travel. There's something here about being away from home. That's my gut feeling.
In March.
The end of March, you'll be making a big decision about move, okay?
Okay, well, I am going to move on, but I do have to tell you, I'm going to take Ryan. So how about that? I'll take the Ryan. I'm going to take some of everybody's. Okay. But all right. Now I just love when you read. I can listen. I just get so mesmerized, Barry, that it's amazing. But I swear I could take everything. I don't know. My life must have had a lot of people, a lot of names, and a lot of things. But 910, you are on with the famous, the internationally known Barry John. Hi.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, what do you love and who are you?
I am Jay, and I love Valentine's. Every day to me is Valentine's Day, just without the flowers and cards, but there's always chocolate.
Oh, honey, I'm in love. Okay, how old are you? I'm married, so you can't get too serious, but I'm in love. What kind of candy are we talking about?
Chocolate. I love chocolate. And I think chocolate's made by the angels.
Oh, you're so right. And you know, you're just so right. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear who's coming through for him, Barry. I'm like on cloud nine here. So it's got to be something good.
Okay. Well, you can definitely send me some of that chocolate over. That sounds wonderful because I'm a chocolate fan. anyway, how can I help you? What are you looking for today?
I'm just concerned really about life. It seems to be
okay. More guidance to you then.
Yes.
Right, okay. Let's go with it. Let's see where we are then, okay. Who's Simon? Why do I keep shouting Simon to you, or the name of Simon?
I'll write that down. That's the name I'll definitely never forget.
That must connect with work or somewhere around work. And I want to also give you Angela as well, that would connect somewhere as well at the same time, okay? As I'm doing this and as I'm working with you, do you understand, and I've got to be really blunt here, have you had issues in a relationship recently? Or do you understand where something needs resolving in a relationship?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Absolutely.
Can I just say to you, and I apologize, I'm very blunt when I work, two wrongs don't make a right, okay? Two wrongs don't make a right. I feel as though there's either somebody being a little bit more stubborn than the other, or you'd understand that somebody's trying to be more stubborn than the other there, okay? But two wrongs don't make a right, I need to keep repeating to you over and over again. I also want to say to you that sometimes when you walk away from something, it's never the same going back, okay? And I hope that makes sense to you, because there's a lovely lady that's working with me at the moment that comes through. On your mother's side of the family, she comes through. So if this isn't mum, this must be grandmother on mother's side. But a lady that was very, I feel almost, you know when these come out with old sort of quotations or old sort of phrases? I feel like I'm doing that with you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But she keeps saying to me, two wrongs don't make a right. But you will understand what I'm saying to you about once you've walked away, it's not the same going back.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I understand.
All right. Okay. All right. Watch for where that changes. I've got to say to you, you need to cut the ties. And I don't know why I'm saying that to you. You need to cut ties. It's a sign to move on. I feel as though, I've got to say it. I feel as though there's either somebody new coming in your life, or you understand where somebody new has already come into your life, okay? This is very imminently. It's almost as though your change in relationship is happening almost now, if that makes sense. There's a big change going on, okay? And I don't like asking personal questions, it's not fair, but you must understand that there is somebody around you, somebody new around you now. Does that make sense?
No, but I'll take it.
Okay, watch where... Right, take it, because there is somebody new that comes around your life, okay? And this is now, I've got to say, it's new. It's newness coming in. Take it, okay? And share the chocolate. Don't keep it all for yourself.
Okay. quick question about the newness and about, I guess, my life. I mean, there's like nothing going on. I've got no career, no job, and no social life.
Okay.
So what's the deal? I mean, it's been like nine years. I'm going crazy.
Well, I can imagine you are if it's 9 years. First thing is, relationships big on the cards, okay? There's something happening imminently around relationship. Watch for where the month of June comes around. June either involves your job or a work situation there, okay? And I know that sounds miles away, but I want to say it's worth waiting for. I don't know why I'm telling you that. June and September, watch for it around money, work, and job situations, okay? It talks to me about good finances then in September.
Okay.
All right.
Are you looking? Are you active? You know, I always say, Barry, for people that, well, and I'm hoping, Jay, that I'm right and not wrong, but you always have to put the energy out to find things. So are you putting the energy out to find what you want?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Then like Barry said, I'm going to wait because I just feel, you know, I feel like the same way Barry feels. I'm feel giddy. So if I feel giddy and you heard me, that means something's coming and it's imminent. So I love that.
Definitely. All will come right, Jay. All will come right.
Yeah. So will you call us and let us know?
Yeah. I would love to.
And listen, if you get a big contract, singing or music contract or voice contract, then Barry and I want a piece of it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Brilliant. I'm only saying that because you have a beautiful voice. So, keep in touch. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Bye. Oh, you know what? I just feel like, oh my gosh, with him, Barry, I feel like I'm on cloud nine. So that's why I know something's coming. And if it isn't that he works in the radio or music industry, he should, because I don't know, something about his voice, and they're telling me it's something about his voice. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe he could do like voiceovers or something. So to just giving you a little suggestion, Jay. 215, you are on with Barry John, and you are very lucky to be taken. 215, hi.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a long, long time.
Who am I talking to?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
You know me as Serena.
Ah, now I know who you are. I knew it was coming through. So, Serena, I haven't heard from you for a very long time, but how are you doing? And wait, girlfriend, what do you love on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I love life. I've been given life a second chance, and I thank God every day for it.
Well, Barry and I love that one. Or death, one or the other, right?
Oh, well, so, it's good over there, too.
Go ahead and you win the pass to talk to Barry. And I'm really happy that you called in. We have not heard from Serena in a very long time. Hi, Serena.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing? Happy Valentine's Day. I'm planning something tonight, and I was wondering how it's going to work out.
Just say that again to me. You're doing what tonight?
I'm going out to dinner, but I'm planning something, and I'm so nervous about it.
Okay.
I was wondering how it was going to turn out.
That's fine. Let's go with it. Do you understand, does this involve signing a contract, or do you understand why somebody's writing a book here?
Signing the contract?
Hmm.
No. Did you ask me what that one? I'm sorry, Barry. I didn't quite hear you. Did you say I was going to be signing a contract?
I feel as I said, does this involve signing a contract? Because I feel like I'm signing something here while I'm talking to you, okay? But this must be connected to either writing a contract or some sort of proposal, okay? Does that make sense?
That could be. A couple of weeks ago, I heard from a lawyer, and he told me I'd be hearing back from him in 45 days, so that would take me into March, and he told me I would have to sign something and send back to him.
Right, okay, that makes sense then, because this is where I feel like I'm signing something, and as I say, some sort of contract or legal side of things there, okay? But tonight, mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I get butterflies tonight as you're going out. Okay, I'm quite sort of, my stomach's like really bubbly all of a sudden, and that talks to me of butterflies. And I just want to say to you, go with your heart, not your head. Go with your heart, not your head. Okay? Are you seeing somebody for the first time, or are you seeing somebody who you haven't seen for a long time tonight?
No, I've been in the relationship with him for, be 2 years in June.
Okay. Why don't you keep saying go with your heart, not your head?
Barry, do you feel this relationship going any farther before I take that leap?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do. I feel as though there's either, pardon how I say this, I want to say there's either a proposal or a commitment here.
Okay.
All right. That's my gut feeling with it, okay? But there is something to do with about go with your heart, not your head. I don't know why I keep repeating it. Go with your heart, not your head. Do you understand? Does your head tell you something different to what your heart tells you? I'm sorry to ask you that.
Yeah, because I came out of a bad marriage, and I'm just like, my red flag is up, and I shouldn't feel like that because he's really, really good to me, but I still have that, feeling.
Right. I've just got to repeat it to you. Go with your heart, not your head. I can't tell you anything else. I feel like I've got butterflies. I feel like tonight's either a decision time. It's a big choice time. It's like, make the decision, you know, and somebody's shouting this to you all the time. Make your decision and stand by it.
Okay. Barry, one quick question, since you brought up the legal thing.
Yes.
Do you see anything good coming out of that?
I see something being signed off. That's all I can say to you. I see a signature going on a document, and I feel as though this is a financial settlement or a financial reward. Okay?
Thank you, Barry. Bonnie, thank you very much. It was so good to hear
you
again.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your voice, and I'm glad you're okay. Thanks. Bye, Serena. Happy Valentine's Day, honey. And I hope the butterflies and flowers and any candy work out fabulous. And oh my God, Barry, go with your heart, not your head was the perfect thing to say, because obviously, you know, she's been hurt before. And so I love that, go with your heart, not your head, because that would mean follow your heart in love. So what a great day to do that. Good luck, Serena. 264, you are on with the fabulous international spirit medium, psychic, and paranormal investigator, Barry John. 267, hi.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello, my name's Donna. Thank you for taking my call. Could you tell me if there's anybody thinking about me today for Valentine's Day?
Wait, Donna, I love you, honey, but this is a talk show. So before Barry actually gets into answering your question, we want to know from you something. Oh. What do you love on Valentine's Day? What do you love?
Flowers, candy, the whole nine yards, you know. I'm sorry, I tuned in a little late. I didn't know.
Okay, that's all right.
I love the atmosphere. It's a very happy, cheery atmosphere.
Fabulous. And what's your favorite candy?
I like caramel with nuts in it.
Are you going to throw chocolate in there? Because, yes, I was going to say, yeah, I hear chocolate.
Caramel was, yeah. yes, I do.
So sweet. Okay, well, guess what? Because you answered such lovely question, we are now going to let Barry right at you. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay, fine.
Good, good. How can I help you?
Oh, I was just wondering if there's anybody out there that's thinking about me today, in particular.
Do you understand a lady in the spirit world that went with a cancer condition or a tumor condition?
Excuse me? No, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Right. Do you understand a lady in the spirit world that went with a cancer or tumorous condition?
Cancer, tumorous condition. I do. Someone that I had worked with, her daughter was just seeing me.
Okay. That's fine. And do you also understand that, because I feel as though I've got either a sisterly link here or somebody who'd have come through as a sister, sort of friendship level, okay? And I feel that as they're coming in at the moment, it's almost like, I want to say hearts and flowers for you at the moment. I want to give you hearts and flowers, and that talks to me of romance and passion. But I feel with you that this is like, it almost feels like a pipe dream or a dream situation with this, okay? Do you understand to me the spirit have been connecting with you in your dream state or in your sleep state? Do you get messages in your dreams?
Sometimes I do, yes.
Yeah, because they talk to me about talking to you in your dreams or your sleep state, okay, over and over again. There's a lady that comes through here from mum's side of the family as well. And again, I don't get a very strong link with her, but I feel as though this must either be mother or grandmother. But I went over in quite really bad health conditions, I want to say to you. I feel as though my weight dropped. I lost a lot of weight. I feel as though I want to lay down in bed. I feel as though I lost the use of my legs. And I just feel as though my body just started collapsing on myself a little bit, okay? It was almost like it was just never ending. It was one after another in terms of either an attack or in terms of health problems, okay? But as she comes around you, she's very caring. I need to ask you very quickly, has Dad gone to the spirit world as well, your father?
My grandfather.
On Dad's side?
Oh, on this side?
No. You need to listen to me. Is your dad still with you here? Your father, is he still with you?
Yes, he is.
Right, this must be Dad's dad then, okay? So grandfather on Dad's side, okay? And I want him over the other side in the spirit world. I feel as though he's a nurturer of the family. I want to support the family. I want to give them my love all the time, okay? He keeps shouting to me. I want to give them my love. Do you understand? Is Dad one of two brothers, please?
Excuse me?
Is your dad one of two brothers?
Yes, he is.
Right, okay. Because Granddad mentions this. He mentions the two boys, okay, as he talks to me, okay. I'm just going to say to you, there's lots of spirit around you, darling. I can't give you a specific message because I feel as though all they're doing is showing that they care for you, if that makes sense, all right? But there's no specific message from any of them, I need to say. And sorry to say that, but I have to be honest.
Oh, okay. They just say, be careful, you said?
No,
they're just sending you their love.
Yes.
They're just saying, you know what, Barry, I've got to tell you, because, you know, maybe, I don't know, you're going to hate me most of the time, but the mother you were describing, that was my mom, I think, because my mom had every symptom you just said. So again, I think my family is just, yeah, so I am going to take that. Okay. My mom's legs gave out. She had a tumor, you know, so I've got to tell everyone that my family always shows up. So, and if they don't, it's your family, I'm going to take them anyway. So I am going to go. I mean, Barry, do you believe it? I mean, I'm thinking, God, oh my gosh. But it's just because I love spirit so much, and you know how I am with spirit. So 111, you are on with Barry, and you are very lucky because I wish I was. Hi. Obviously, my family wishes they were. Hi.
Hi. Greetings of love to both of you all and all the spirits that are around us. My name is Colton.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi. And to answer your question. Hire me. gently, be gentle with me. To answer your question, on this day of love, I am enjoying this lovely day and having the ability not to be caught up in the fact that one day out of the year, commercially, is focused on for love.
And absolutely. But we bring it forth to show everybody that, you know, it's the same thing as Memorial Day, or it's just to give your brain that extra jolt to remember to love, because we should love every day of the year, or actually every day of our lifetime. So I so totally hear you, but we really like the idea that you concentrate on something so that the rest of the year kind of opens the door for the rest of the year to remember to love. So that's why I think, you know, we get these days.
Concentrate is important, but being in the arena of selling, making arts, crafts,
I know. I absolutely get the message. 956, you are on with us. Barry John, the famous, fabulous, and internationally known medium psychic of the UK. So who are we speaking with?
Hi. Great introduction. This is Connie. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tony. So tell me what you love on this day and try to be really sweet about it.
Well, I would say I love the fact that my family, and it's for people that are in a relationship, I think it's people that have good relationship with friends, you know. It's just, I guess, just a time for telling people how much you are blessed for them to be in your life, I would say.
I love that. Okay. I'm going to hand you over to Barry. And I know we have Barry, it's a short show today, but you got very lucky to come on. And I wish that I was you. So go ahead and ask Barry what you need.
Hi.
Well, hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
For me, Barry, or any changes for this coming up couple of months or so?
Okay, my gut feeling straight away as soon as I link in for you is a real zest for life. I feel like I'm I love life. I enjoy life. And whoever this is who's coming through, you would understand this lady in the spirit world that loved her family. I loved my life. I loved everything in my life, okay? And she was never upset at her family. She was never upset at what people did to her. She always turned it into a positive. You understand that for me? Do you understand the lady who was a gospel singer or in a choir?
No.
okay? I want mum's side of the family here, okay? But I just feel like you understand when she says to you, you've got a real zest for life. You enjoy life. She wants you to enjoy life and get on and live it, okay? And do you understand at the moment where around you, somebody's either talking of leaving a relationship or somebody's looking to start a new relationship? And I'll be honest, I don't know which way around she's trying to say it.
Well, I'm single, so I would like to be in a relationship.
Right, okay. I feel my gut feeling with this then is that there's a relationship blossoming here, okay? Or the relationship en route. I'm not saying tomorrow. I feel as though it's soon, okay? This is my gut feeling with it, okay? The lady in the spirit world is she loved life. She lived it to the full, I want to say to you, okay? And I feel as though she would have come from further south, and I don't know what she means by that, but she gives me this impression that she come from further south. Okay, and she keeps repeating this to me over and over again. Do you understand the name of Jason for me?
Mm-hmm.
If not, take the name Jason. Take the name Jason, and I want to give you the name A, letter A, I see, for a male as well around you, okay? Big letter A, what she keeps showing me, okay? So take them both with you. You know, I just want to say to you, enjoy life, love life, live life to the full, okay? Because you understand
yeah,
the pain of life, but you understand the pain of life, but can I also say to you, you understand the happiness of life as well. So I feel as though you've had a real rough ride, but I want to say you've come through it very quickly. You've got through this and you've survived. And that's what she keeps saying to me is, don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. But watch for the new relationship that starts blossoming. And I'm going to say to you, watch where that starts happening. Somewhere around probably the month of May sort of time there, okay? I see a new, as we've been talking about, a new soulmate en route to you. That's my gut feeling.
Oh,
that's awesome.
All right.
Thank you very much.
That's
Greg.
Awesome.
And
happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye. Barry, speaking of that, and we only have 13 minutes left, and I know you need to get off because you have another, you do this for a living, and we all need
do,
to know
yeah.
how to get a hold of you. So please tell everybody, soulmates, soulfabs, everything soulmates, and love, paranormal, everything you need to know about the spirit world, you've got as tools. And I love that, Barry. That's why I love when you're on the show. So please tell everybody how to get a hold of you. You know, you're one of my besties.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I mean, people can get hold of me on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. You can get me on the website, which is www.barryjohn.com. And I love hearing from people, you know, even people that's been on tonight's show. Don't be afraid to get in touch with us. Let us know how you get on. Hopefully, you know, the things are coming right or will happen to come right. But I think just jumping back to what Bonnie says, you know, I think to want something to happen in your life, you've got to make the effort for it to happen in your life. It's no good just sitting back and waiting. And if that's finding love, go out and find it.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you that from my house to yours and everyone in between, happy Valentine's Day. And let every day be all about love. And love comes in many forms, everyone. So again, love thy brother, love thy soulmate, love thy pets, love thy job, love being alive, love smelling the roses, love the chocolate, and everyone have a fabulous and awesome Valentine's Day. And Barry, I want to thank you so much. It's always an honor and a pleasure to have you on, and thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. At any time, Bonnie, you know that. And I've loved it. And I apologize, I've got to run tonight, but I have got another client in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm stopping the show,
Valentine's
actually.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. And for
happy
everyone.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day for everyone who is remaining on. Barry, John, and Kirsty will be on. I know you're on in a week. And you can see this.
I've not got the date down.
Yeah, I have it, and I will be posting it, but you have that dynamic duo coming. So everyone who didn't get in today, either please visit Barry, and he does like this for a living, or wait until him and Kirsty are on the show and wait till you get the messages and hear spirit through them. So that's cool. You all heard that that's one of Barry John's soulmates is Kirsty Kellick. So we can't wait till both of them are on the show. Bye, everyone. Have a great evening. Don't eat too much chocolate. Because make sure you're back here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you. Bye, Barry. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.